Welcome to Veterans Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Jim Ferry. Batting second. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting third. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Boots Day. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Gary Sutherland. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Wine. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Morton. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Carl Morton. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Denny Doyle. Batting second. The shortstop, Larry Bowa. Batting third. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Darren Johnson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Willie Montanez. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Oscar Gamble. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Roger Fried. Batting eighth. The third baseman, John Vukovic. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Barry Lursk. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Barry Lursk. And now, play ball. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Ferry strikes out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Fairley takes first base on ball four. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Staub hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fairley moves to second. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bailey strikes out. Two outs. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Day hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Expos. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Bateman hits a pop-up towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Doyle hits a line drive into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Bowa is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bowa hits a pop-up towards third. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, Expos. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Montanez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Phillies 2. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Sutherland batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Sutherland takes first base on ball four. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Wine bunts towards the mound. Lursk fields it and throws to first for the out. Sutherland moves to second. One out. Carl Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. a 2-run home run. It's 5-2, Expos. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ferry is 0-for-1 in the game. Ferry strikes out. 2 outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Fairley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fairley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Roger Fried is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fried hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fairley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jolis pinch hits for Barry Lursk. Jolis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Liss strikes out. 2 outs. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Doyle is 0-for-1 in the game. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Phillies 2. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Bunning now pitching. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Staub is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Montanez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Day hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fried. Day reaches second base with a double. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-1 in the game. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Bauer hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCarver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-4, Expos. Dan McGinn now pitching. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Montanez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Montanez hits a fly ball into left field. Ferry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Gamble is 0-for-1 in the game. Gamble strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Phillies 4. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Sutherland batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Sutherland is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sutherland hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Montanez. Sutherland reaches second base with a double. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Wine is 0-for-0 in the game. Wine bunts towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wine for the out. Sutherland moves to third. One out. Dan McGinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGinn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McGinn for the out. Two outs. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry is 0 for 2 in the game. Ferry hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Johnson, and towards Doyle, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Phillies 4. The Phillies will come to bat. Roger Fried is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fried is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fried hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich is 0 for 1 in the game. Vukovich bunts towards first. Fairley fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bobby Feel pinch hits for Jim Bunning. Bobby Feel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Phillies 4. The Expos will come to bat. Bill Champion now pitching. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fairley hits a pop-up towards short. Bauer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a line drive into center field. Montanez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. Bailey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doyle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Phillies 4. The Phillies will come to bat. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0 for 2 in the game. Doyle hits a pop-up towards short. Wine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 2 in the game. Bauer hits a fly ball into left field. Ferry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. McCarver hits a fly ball into left field. Ferry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Phillies 4. The Expos will come to bat. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Day is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Day takes first base on ball 4. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Day. The throw from McCarver and he is safe. Day steals second. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bateman is 0 for 2 in the game. Bateman strikes out. One out. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Sutherland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0 for 0 in the game. Wine hits a fly ball into center field. Montanez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Phillies 4. The Phillies will come to bat. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Johnson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's Expos, 5, Phillies, 5. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Montanez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Montanez takes first base on ball 4. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-2 in the game. Gamble bunts towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. Montanez moves to second. One out. Roger Fried is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Fried is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Fried is walked intentionally. Howie Reed now pitching. Ron Brand now playing shortstop. Don Money pinch hits for John Vukovich. Don Money is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Money hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brand fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Montanez moves to third. Fried moves to second. Ron Stone pinch hits for Bill Champion. Ron Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Stone reaches second base with a double. Montanez scores. Fried scores. Money moves to third. It's 7-5, Phillies. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0-for-3 in the game. Doyle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Money scores. Stone moves to third. It's 8-5, Phillies. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-3 in the game. Bauer hits a line drive to center field. Day throws towards first. Fairley fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Fairley. Stone scores. Doyle goes all the way around to score. Bauer moves to third. It's 10-5, Phillies. Ernie McAnally now pitching. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bauer scores. That run is unearned. It's 11-5, Phillies. Tim McCarver batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McCarver is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. McCarver hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Johnson is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 home runs. He's got 5 RBIs. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 11, and the Expos 5. The Expos will come to bat. Joe Horner now pitching. Don Money now playing third base. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brand hits a pop-up towards short. Bauer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ron Woods pinch hits for Jim Ferry. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fairley hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Money settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 11, and the Expos 5. The Phillies will come to bat. Ron Woods now playing left field. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Montanez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Montanez strikes out. 1 out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 2 in the game. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McAnally fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roger Fried is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Fried is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Fried hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Money hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 11, and the Expos 5. The Expos will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 3 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clyde Mayshore pinch hits for Boots Day. Clyde Mayshore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayshore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 11, and the Expos 5. The Phillies will come to bat. Clyde Mayshore now playing center field. Joe Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Horner strikes out. One out. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Doyle hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. McCarver is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. McCarver takes first base on ball 4. Bauer moves to second. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Johnson is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 home runs. He's got 5 RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brand fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 11, and the Expos 5. The Expos will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 3 in the game. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Sutherland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Swanson pinch hits for Ernie McAnally. Stan Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Phillies, 11, and Montreal Expos, 5. Goodbye from Veterans Stadium in Philadelphia.